The changes with the weather. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This last rain to come in, the later beans, it's going to be a good shot of the arm to them. But the early beans probably been cut at least 30%, I'd say, on yields.
Franklin County farmer Jared Woodall talking about the effects of what Tropical Depression Lee has left behind this week. On their farm, about 3.5 to 4.5 inches of rain. More to the east in the Chattanooga area, as much as 12 inches reported. And to the west, not much at all. Dyer County farmer Rusty Grills was hoping for more than the 0.2 he got.
Having this hurricane just come through, had the opportunity to get a pretty good rain out of that, and that cold front just really, 10 hours later would have been great, but the cold front really messed us up. It cost us to just keep on pushing towards Middle Tennessee, come to the county line and shut the water down. We got 2.2 all weekend. Our beans needed a drink like our football team. In the fourth quarter.
Rusty Grill says their corn yields are doing fairly well considering the conditions they've been through this summer, and there's still hope for some of his bean crop.
I'm afraid our late wheat beans are going to pay the ultimate price because they have no height on them. I believe we got some of these later 4.9s that were planted around the end of May that haven't started maturing out yet. There's still some hope for them to put some weight in the bean. I don't believe it's going to set any more pods, but I'm just hopefully to put some weight in what we've already got.
The earliest of the early seems to be okay. There's kind of a mid-range there that's going to be hurt real bad. And then the later beans will be seen, but I think maybe this will help them if it's not too late. I don't really think so.
A big change is in the weather in a week's time as farmers continue the harvest season. So far, about a quarter of the corn crop has been shelled. Some early harvest on soybeans has begun, and cattle farmers welcome this rain in Middle and East Tennessee for their fall pastures. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.